To theologize is to value the art of speculation. Theologizing is theorizing about theological subjects. It's to wrestle with the attributes of God and God's relation to the universe and creation. It's the pursuit of a truth you're confident you'll never fully capture. When you theologize, you give religious significance to the stories you share and prioritize. I can't help it. I'm always doing that. I first recognized I was a theologizer when I found myself turning random things into sermons in my head. One time, I saw a spider web by my front door. Okay, let me fix that. I'd hate to start this book by telling half-truths. My wife found a spider web by my front door. She did not want that spider web to stay there. So she called me to do something about it. That is when I saw the spider web. I looked at the spider web and got lost in thought. I followed the thin, silky lines in the design. It was asymmetrical, but still bore a beauty I struggled to describe. I thought about how this little arachnid was capable of building such a massive and intricate structure in such a short amount of time. It's not like I didn't use my front door several times a day. The more I thought, the more amazed I became over the fact that I simply lacked the capacity to build such a web. Sure, I only had two legs and a couple of arms, instead of the eight appendages the spider was blessed with, but I was way bigger than any spider I'd ever seen. Yet here I was, going to work just to make money to pay bills and feed my family. And here was this spider, setting up shop in front of a house he ain't paying no bills in. Little critters would get trapped in this web. His spider would be able to eat because of the work it did, with no training or student loan debt, just by doing what it was uniquely created to do. That spider would be able to live a whole life. That spider was preaching to me. I told my wife what I'd learned from that spider just like I told y'all. She looked at me with a blank stare and asked if I took down the web or not. That's when I realized I was probably doing too much. I wasn't doing it on purpose, though. I'm not even sure when it started, but the most mundane things turned into investigations. I'm always looking at the world around me and wrestling with what I learn about God and creation through these observations. I notice things and ponder past the point that most people would consider productive. I'm ascribing religious significance to all sorts of things in real time. I'm consistently filtering my religiously held beliefs through the lens of the things I experience on a day-to-day basis. Theologizing is a little more active than the image that the word theology stirs up in the imagination. You can study theology and become an expert, but theologizing, that's an action. You can't theologize without breaking a sweat.